So back in 2011, my wife and I had the amazing privilege to hike Mount Timpanogos. If you're not familiar, Mount Timpanogos is the tallest mountain in Utah. And we were getting together with a group of friends and some people that work for the same company that we were working for at the time. And we were going to do this incredible midnight hike. Oh my goodness, we were so excited. I'd never done anything like this. I was a night owl by trade at the time. I was waiting tables for a living, and so I was like, hey, great, I get to stay up all night. Hey, might as well get some exercise while we were doing it. So we get together on the planned day, and we all meet together, and we're all super excited, and we're high-fiving each other, and we're, you know, pumping each other up, and we're saying things like, hey, I can make it to the top faster than you can. Oh, no, you can't. You can make it to the top? Oh, okay. I'll wait from you, you know, while you're way down at the bottom. We're super excited. And we all get together. We head over to the base of this mountain. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning at this time. And we begin to hike. It was absolutely unbelievable. It was a full moon. So it was nice and surreal. And we could see the path really well. And we just started going. It was interesting because after a period of time, we noticed that certain people, one by one, started quitting. They started giving up and started heading back down the mountain. My wife and I, we're determined. We're the type of people that if we have a goal, we have to make it, no matter what it costs. So we keep going, and hours pass, and, you know, we're running out of food, running out of water. But finally, we get to the very, very top, and we're exhausted, and we're sweating, and we're sunburned. You know, the sun's come up by this time. But we, oh my gosh, the feeling that we got that came over us was just absolutely surreal. Just this amazing peace and serenity came over us, and this feeling like, oh my gosh, we did it. We actually made it to the very top. It took us so long, and it was something like 8 miles uphill just to get to the very top, but we were so glad that we did. We took some time, and we looked over the edge, and we could see for miles on end. The view was just absolutely incredible. We found this little place where people had signed their names and, you know, said so-and-so on such-and-such a date made it to the top. And we, you know, took out a little pen, and we signed our names up there, and we just basked in the glory of it, basked in the amazing feeling of having accomplished this incredible feat, actually making it to the top of the summit. So many times people will set out to accomplish some goal. Maybe let's say it's becoming, you know, very, very wealthy, and they'll do all that they want, that they think they need to do. And one by one, people start falling away. One by one, people will start giving up on these dreams and their hopes simply because they don't have the determination to finally get to the very top. It wasn't easy. It was not easy at all. There were times where we had to stop literally every minute to catch our breath because it was so steep going up. When it comes to accomplishing that next level in life, that next level abundance, whatever that means to you, there will be times where you feel like you're being tested. There will be times when you'll be tempted to give up. Don't you dare do it. Continue onward. Continue onward and upward up that path and get to that very top level. And when you do, you'll be so happy that you did. So we spend about an hour up there, and, you know, we're just basking in the glory of it. We, you know, take a little time to eat the food that we had brought. And finally, after about an hour of being up there, it was about 8:30 in the morning by this time, we decided, hey, you know, we spent enough time up here. We give each other a big high five, and we started back down the mountain. We're going back down, and of course, as you know, it's easier to go downhill than it is uphill. Well, there's this little part on the path where it's about, there's this little ledge right next to the mountain. It's about 1.5 feet wide, and the only way to safely get across it is by turning around, leaning your entire weight against the side of the mountain, and slowly inching your way sideways across this ledge. Well, even though it was the middle of August, the entire side of the mountain was still covered with snow. My wife's, you know, she's going first, and so she gets on this ledge, and she's slowly but surely inching her way across, and I'm watching her go across when the unthinkable happens. I'm watching her go across when suddenly my wife slips and falls down the mountain. This scares the cooties out of me. I don't know if you've ever watched a spouse fall off a mountain before, but my heart stopped beating. I'm watching her fall, and thankfully, she had the wherewithal. She spread her arms, she spread her legs, and so she was able to stop herself. And she finally stops herself, and she calls up. There were some other people around us who had, you know, hiked the mountain several times, and they knew what they were doing. And she said, hey, I'm kind of stuck down here. What's the best way to, you know, get out of this predicament. And they called back down to her and they said, wait, you know, don't worry about it. You're fine. Just head back, head to the right, and eventually you'll be able to find a path that takes you off the mountain. So she looks up at me, and of course, I'm not going to let my wife go off a mountain by herself. And of course, I'm, you know, kind of a wuss, and so I didn't want to go off, finish the rest of the hike by myself either. So I very, very slowly, I start sliding myself down, and I'm catching myself every couple of feet so I don't go too fast. And I finally get to where she is on the side of the mountain. And slowly but surely, we start inching our way through the snow off to where we were told was another path that we can take to get down. By this time, at this part of the mountain, the slope was extremely steep. And as I said before, it was completely covered in snow. The shoes I was wearing had zero tread on them. And so after every couple of steps, literally after every step or two, I would slip and fall. And I would fall just a little bit lower towards the edge of the cliff off the mountain. Well, after about a half an hour of this and only making it about 10 feet of progress, I was done. I was just done. I remember just sitting down and folding my arms and crossing my legs, looking at my wife and saying, uh-uh. I am tired of this. There's no way, no way I'm going to keep going. If you want, you can leave me. You can leave me here to either freeze or you can go get a helicopter to come get me off this mountain because I'm not going anywhere. I am done. How many times have you felt that way? How many times have you set a goal, done some of the action steps to get closer to that goal, and then been met with adversity? So many times people will set out to accomplish these amazing, amazing feats. And just because they're met with a little adversity, they'll give up. They'll sit down and they won't move forward. Thankfully, my wife had the wherewithal to be positive. She began singing, began telling me jokes, and began saying, oh my gosh, what an amazing view this is. And of course, you know, you can relate to this. When you're grumpy, you don't. The last thing you want to do is have someone telling you jokes and being positive, right? Well, thankfully, she realized that she needed to do that, and she began to slowly but surely pull me along the path. And finally, about 2 hours later, it took us about two and a half hours just to make about a quarter of a mile of progress. We finally got off the snow and onto the path. I realized that in order to get to where you want to go, you must have someone there for you. There's got to be someone who can say, hey, come on, keep coming. You always have to have a mentor. One of the things that I've realized about unsuccessful people is that they think they can do everything themselves. Oh boy, don't you dare get into that predicament. Don't you dare get into that predicament. Always find someone who has been where you want to be, who's gotten the results that you want to accomplish in your life. Someone who can teach you the path, show you the path, and show you how to get there in a lot less time than it would take if you try to do it by yourself. Well, thankfully, my wife had the wherewithal to do that for me. So finally, it was about 3 o'clock the next afternoon. We finally got off the mountain. We're exhausted and we ran out of food, ran out of water. We're sunburnt. And finally, someone came and picked us up and took us back home. Well, that was on a Saturday, and my wife and I were churchy, and so the next day was Sunday, and we went to church. I'm not making this up. The next day, the names of the hymns, can you guess what they were? The names of their hymns were High on a Mountaintop, For the Strength of the Hills, There is a Green Hill Far Away, and Firm as the Mountains Around Us. We still get a good laugh at that. But when it comes to getting to the next level in life, you have to always have a mentor. You have to always have someone who can grab you by the lapels if needed and shake you and say, do you realize how close you are? Do you realize how amazing you are? It is possible. No matter how difficult it seems, no matter how much adversity you go through, it is always possible. Nothing is impossible. You can do it. Always remember that. Always remember that no matter the effects, no matter how hard it is, no matter how much adversity you have to pass through, you can do it because you are great.